Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're listening to The Overdrive. We now have Dr. Daniel Israel on the line to discuss with us the state of COVID-19 in his regular report. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Israel.
Good afternoon, Chad.
Doctor, tell me, we're seeing stories coming out of the UK, and I'm concerned at the same time intrigued to find out how what's happening in the UK has an impact on how we see the changes in COVID from a worldwide perspective.
So the UK is quite an interesting situation at the moment because they've had a huge uptick in their cases in the last couple of weeks, few weeks. I heard a statistic that I don't know if it's true that one in 13 people in the UK are positive at the moment, but nevertheless, whether that is or isn't true, the reality is that they're really having a sore of cases. But yet, at the same time, their public health measures are less than they've ever been, or their restrictions are completely removed. I mean, you can go to the UK. If you're in the UK, you can go to work with COVID with no restriction whatsoever, or not breaking any laws. So it's an interesting situation, and we've seen one of the top epidemiologists in South Africa, Prof. Abdul Karim, actually made a statement over the, and you know, he's really been right in a lot of his predictions in this pandemic so far, and he's been warning that, you know, if there are going to be other variants of COVID that emerge, they'll definitely emerge in, or it will emerge in this, in an environment where there's a lot of spread in a population. So you need to have lots of replications of the virus in order to be like an error or a change in the replication to result in a new variant. And you know, his concern is that when you have such widespread spread without curtailing it, you're actually risking the emergence of a new variant, which we now know whether it will be a lighter variant. It could well be a heavier one. So you know, he was saying to the press, and it's true that really, like, when you have such a big explosion of cases, one really needs to try and keep the lid on it, even if you're not too worried about the variants at the time.
And very quickly before we go, we're chatting about seasons. It's our theme on today's show, and we're crossing into obviously the winter season. From a microcosm perspective, what are you seeing in your practice in respect of flus, colds? Are there any increases, decreases? Should people be taking precautions?
There's already a big increase, and most of the patients at the moment in GP rooms and just in our community as a whole are respiratory viral cases. So when people are coughing and congestion, so it's not necessarily COVID, but there's a big uptake in RSV, metapneumovirus, rhinovirus, bits of parainfluenza. We haven't really hit a flu season as such, though. So thankfully, this is a good time now still to get vaccinated with a flu vaccine, because it gives your body enough time to mount a response, so that when influenza, which is flu, is going around, there is time. I mean, you'll still be well protected, but you know, it's interesting when things get a bit cooler and people are indoors more, and now especially with the lifting of restrictions, we're seeing that, you know, kids are getting sick and people are getting sick. And I mean, it's not, again, they're not by and large viruses that we're worried about that are, you know, terribly dangerous, but it increases the you know, unwellness, productivity, decrease the attendance of schools, work, etc. So really, this is a time over the season change time to just be a little bit more careful and to kind of maybe draw on some lessons we've learned over the last few years with COVID and apply some principles there to prevent letting other viruses get out of, you know, majorly spread.
Wise words. Let's learn from the past. Thank you so much, Doctor. I look forward to chatting to you again later in the week.
Thanks, Chad.